True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome into the Fan Club.
Step one, we buy into this club. Step two, we roll over to the club, either in your Mercedes-Benz or my pre-owned Acura Legend.
It's not as much as a club as it is a couple middle-aged dudes in sweatshirts talking about sports.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Now all the ladies saying bounce, 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 bounce.
But you get the gist. Here's Cody Tapp and Alex Gold.
That's right. It is a Fan Club Friday, usually in the 1 o'clock hour. We are remote today, a little more of a happy hour, but we're excited. Starting next week, Jay Rieger is going to be providing us some high-quality spirits. They're going to be part of the Fan Club. That means the cocktails are going to go up a notch. No offense, Cody.
Hey, you know what? I've made a lot of Rieger cocktails for the Fan Club. I've been slacking a little bit, so Jay Rieger is stepping in to help the future of the Fan Club and create some of the look, I love a lot of the cocktails there, so it's not going to be a problem for me. Maybe we start the Casey Ice Water again. Remember, we did that one.
That's one of my favorites.
It's a great one when it's like warm outside.
Right this second.
Hammer one of those.
Yeah, we're outside. We're outside today. The Casey Ice Water would be an unbelievable drink to have right now. So a little bit more of a happy hour going on here. Of course, we are at Community America Credit Union, their branch up here in Tiffany Springs. The Red Friday tailgate just wrapping up here. Been a fun day having the Chiefs cheerleaders, Casey Wolf. Obviously, a couple people took home some tickets to Chiefs and Eagles on Sunday afternoon. And I know next month we'll be at another Red Friday tailgate with Community America Credit Union. So we appreciate them having us out here today.
Put it on the calendar.
We are minutes away, moments away from Andy Reid speaking to the media. Obviously, all ears and eyes on whether or not we get some word on Xavier Worthy's status and whether or not we get clarity. Is he officially ruled out? Is he going to be questionable eventually later on today with the injury report, game time decision, whatever that may be? We'll get some sort of answer from Andy Reid. Other than that, they're a healthy ball club. We know Jalen Royals has been not practicing, but other than that, they're a healthy ball club heading in to Sunday's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. One thing I'll point out, and I think you said it with Matt McMullen, we've seen time and time again trends don't usually apply to the Chiefs. Like, when you're the Patriots, they don't apply to Tom Brady. Trends don't apply typically to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, unless you're convinced that it's all over.
Yeah.
But I will point out, not only have the Chiefs not started 0-2 since 2014, you know that, but according to ESPN Analytics, only four teams have ever reached the Super Bowl after an 0-2 start.
Okay, so not zero. You would have told me zero, I wouldn't have been stuck.
Four teams, and it's basically, do you believe trends apply to the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, I don't.
A week two loss would drop the Chiefs' chances to reach the Super Bowl, according to some outlets, to 9%.
Trends don't apply to them in any other facet. Why would this trend apply to them? They have played in five of the last six Super Bowls. I cannot emphasize enough that it's going to take a Super Bowl. If they lose this Sunday, it's going to take the entire separation of an offseason to create their first three-game losing streak in 7 years under Patrick Mahomes. So, like, do I think that exception applies to them? No. Because then, even if they lose to the Eagles this week, unless they get absolutely hammered and a million injuries happen, there's almost no way I'm predicting them to lose to the Giants next week. They're not losing to Russell Wilson. 0-2. Pressure on. They're not a bad football team. This goes back to the thing that I think is kind of a misnomer. Last week, they still scored as many points as two-thirds of the league in the NFL. They were like the 10th best team offensively last week.
And the Chargers
played
a great game.
From a points per game, all the other stuff. Yeah, and the Chargers played a great game. defensively is still where more of my worry is. And eventually Rashee Rice will come back around, and I think they can cover some of the defensive deficiencies if it turns out those are real problems and it's not every other year under Spags in which the defense, historically gold, has gotten better as time gone on. No. No, that trend doesn't apply to the Chiefs. Do I still think it's important to note that only four teams in NFL history ever have made the Super Bowl after? Yeah. That's higher than I would have thought you told me. That's way higher than I would have thought, man. I'm serious. You would have told me one team's or zero. I'd have been like, yeah, that sounds all right. Four, I'm like, not bad for 0-2
teams. Of course, then you'd be having the same conversation heading into week three. Like, okay, what about has an 0-3 team ever? You know, my guess is zero on 0-3. I could be wrong. Is it one team, zero?
It might be one. That's if done four that. Have done it at 0-2, maybe
as
one.
As I said, it's also more about how do the Chiefs look on Sunday. But let's go out to Arrowhead and hear from Andy Reid right now.
Right. As it didn't practice, Jalen Rose didn't participate today. Xavier did a little bit of the teamwork, but that was it. And then everybody else worked. Before the challenge of playing the Eagles, we know they're a good football team. And we look forward to bringing them in to Arrowhead Stadium here. So with that, time's yours.
And is there any chance that Xavier could play on Sunday?
I'd probably tell you it's slim, but there's still a chance, yeah.
The initial look at the injury seemed pretty grim. Safe to say, the training camp, the training staff was pleasantly surprised at you know what they were able to find coming out of it.
On what now?
Just coming out, it's a better outlook for him than maybe anticipated.
Yeah, no, he's doing very well. Yeah, he's doing very well. So positive, all the stuff's positive. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
All right, thanks, Coach.
Well, there you go. That's short. That's all. Let's be real. Let's be real. All anybody wanted to hear about was Xavier Worthy in that presser.
Correct.
Media availability. We can't even really call it a press conference. Slim, but a chance. We're back in the same spot. Kind of what we figured.
So you might say 1%. I say 5-10%, but we're in the same boat.
Some chance, yeah.
It's not a likely scenario that he is going to play for the team, but also not zero.
Yeah, but this
it's
afternoon.
Definitely not zero.
Afternoon, we'll officially get the injury report, and based on what he said, it sounds
doubtful.
Like he'll be questionable.
They only. That's right. They got rid of the doubtful tag.
It'll be questionable.
You're either questionable or you're out.
He'll be listed as questionable for Sunday's game, and we will not know until either Adam Schefter sends out a tweet at like 1 a.m. on Saturday.
Why does he
Sunday
do that
morning.
At 1 a.m.
I don't know
Saturday
why he waits. It must be a part of an agreement he has. Like, hey, you can't say this till the game of, day of. Or we'll have to wait till, you know, truly the active inactives. But with a player like this, let's be real, we're not going to have to wait until an hour and a half before to get the inactives. That's something that Nate Taylor or Ian Rappaport or somebody like that will have, I think, Sunday morning, and they'll just have a good lean on really what's going to happen. But I think it's smart on the Chiefs' part, whether he, like, really has a slim chance or not. Like, yeah, why rule him out now? Make Philadelphia think there's a chance he's playing. You need every advantage you can possibly have in football. So
make him question it whether he's playing or not.
If it's a percentage chance, a half percent chance to help you win a game, you do it. So here we are.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a difficult opponent.
I don't think he's playing, but.
Well, obviously, if I think there's only a 10% chance he is, I also don't think he's playing.
Yeah.
I think it's slightly more likely, but again, it's going to require he wakes up tomorrow. When they ask him tomorrow, here's what's going to happen, Gold. They're going to ask him tomorrow, and they're going to say, hey, how's it feeling? Yeah, how stiff, this. He's going to go into the facility, and they're going to mess with his shoulder a bunch, and he's going to have to tell them how much pain he had based on the practice.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, they're going to take him out on the field ahead of time. They're going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And if he is like, everything goes perfect, he might be on a football field. Odds are, considering he just suffered this injury a week ago, seems very unlikely. Now, here's the advantage of playing the Friday, at least you get two extra days.
Sure.
Sunday to Sunday, he wouldn't be on the field. Mm-hmm. Because they get the two extra days, there's a slim chance, as Andy put, that he could be playing on Sunday.
That's fair.
Honestly, I'm just happy because what you said. It
next
is the
week.
Best possible news that I now anticipate. I put it at least 50-50 that Xavier Worthy is on the field for the Giants game next week, and I put it more like 75% that he'll be on the field by the Ravens game, which is pretty good considering where I thought the injury was at first, which means, you know, we still might only be a month and a half away from the entire unit being together.
Yeah, I hope he plays. It'd be awesome. I mean, it's a huge advantage to have him on the field, even if he's limited in any fashion. I mean, he's a matchup mess for your opponent.
He's a threat.
It means that you can go into some of the game plan that you clearly thought you had some opportunities last week. Different opponent, I understand that, but still, there's certain things that you can do in the offense that you probably only can really do with Worthy on the field.
Yes.
And so that's why, of course, everybody should want him to play on Sunday. And we'll find out. We'll find out this weekend if, in fact, he's ready. The Chiefs taking on the Eagles. Of course, pregame coverage starts 4 hours before that 3:25 kickoff right here on 96.5 The Fan. We were mentioning just some stats and the analytics, and someone also mentioned like the other issue with a lot of these trends now with, you know, who's reached the Super Bowl after 0-2. The schedule, the amount of games have changed from 16 to 17. We're eventually going to have an 18-game schedule. So a lot of these are going to be really hard to count on. I think it's a fair point from the texter.
Can't be a 7 seed and make a run. 6 seed used not to be there. You play an easier opponent as a 6 seed than you used to, right? In my opinion, just because of how deep the playoff field is. All that stuff goes in there. But, yes, the also just no number has ever meant anything to the Chiefs team. So, like, now this one does. Double trailing by double digits, the amount of times you go to a Super Bowl, the amount of times you win it. Like, no statistic, no general trend has ever mattered for the Chiefs. And so, like, what now? I'm going to just pretend like this one will? No, they can start 0-2 and win a Super Bowl. I would say it's less likely. Sure, Gold. I mean, you and I are nuts. Sure, it's less likely that they would win one. But it's not zero. That's what matters. And it certainly wouldn't be a 0% chance to do it. The fact that four teams, again, have reached the Super Bowl, even though it didn't say how many had won, still tells you that you can recover from it.
All right, let's pivot a little bit, and we'll get right back into the Chiefs, I promise, towards the end of the show and later on even this segment. The NBA is in its off season, although it starts like next month. It'll be back here before we know it.
Long Thunder,
on my birthday is day one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my birthday.
Yeah.
there it is. But I saw comments. We didn't get to this yesterday. We ran out of time. But Adam Silver was talking about, hey, fans are spending so much money to, you know, watch games because of all the streaming and all this. He was asked about the rising cost, and he said that, look, there's a bunch of games that will be free on broadcast TV. We also know, remember, that Amazon has games this year. NBC's going to have games. And he said that fans can also consume the league in other ways besides, you know, watching games, noting that the NBA is a highlight league. The fact that the commissioner of any league would say, well, even if it's too expensive, like, you just catch the highlights.
Just watch a dunk on Twitter.
You're an embarrassing statement. Embarrassing.
He has to regret that statement. Because to say, I'm sorry that my league's unaffordable for you and you can't watch it, watch somebody slam dunk on Instagram, you'll be fine. It's like, that's not what I'm asking. I'm saying I want to be a fan of your sport. Either I'm not and want to be, because you want people consuming it, or because of this. Also, Drew, if you're an advertiser at the NBA, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about watching the game. Just go watch somebody on social media
owners,
where it's not sponsored. Or
if you're any of your owners or the fans or the players, like, this is how our commissioner feels about feels about us?
This leads to a broader point. I will say, it's getting – sports are getting to a point of cost that I do think that they have priced out a lot of everyday people. And this is not just the NBA, who's on the higher end of that spectrum. But, man, Gold, if you just, like, somebody earlier won the tickets to the game, really excited, said she'd never been, and I briefly thought, I'm like, man, what would it like, you just want to go, Gold, you and me, what would it cost us to get in? Like, just to get in the door.
I think $350.
Yeah, just in the, before parking, right?
Right.
Before we spend a dime at concession.
Or this one?
A Chiefs game. Even the cheapest Chiefs game, Drew.
Man, really?
Even the cheapest one, and Gold and I are sitting
We're obviously talking secondary market, Drew. I mean,
yes.
Yeah,
we're in the we're in the Jordan Love special, Alex and I. I imagine
I'll hop on
$300
right
for a pair of tickets.
With fees. These actually are a pretty good deal. Actually, this one's not bad right now. $227 with fees.
Per ticket.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No,
$227 including row 23, section 340. That's upstairs corner. Row 23 for $227. That's actually one of the better deals you'll find. Otherwise, look at some of these prices.
Some of them are way, way, way.
It looks
way
like you can get in. It's gone down since Monday. So probably $240 is the average price to get
in. So for GoldenEye to go to a game,
are you inviting me?
Bucks.
Are you inviting me? Is that what it is?
I'm already going.
I'm going to cover the game.
$500 Drew. $500 for a pair of people to go.
I think
that's the kind of person that Adam Silver is demeaning by saying, sorry, you also can't watch the game. Like, I know you can't afford to go, but sorry, you can't also watch it on TV. Hope you like watching social media highlights.
Yeah,
is a lame-ass thing to
say.
I
think his comments were more about, like, the TV watching sort of thing. Because, like, I just looked it up. For the Pacers' second game of the season, two tickets is $47. It's not egregious. Like, the NBA has always
been. That's because they got 80, you know.
But I think it's because, one, they have 82 games, but also Now they're going, like, there's, the games are on NBC and they're on ESPN still, but if you look at, like, the actual rundown of the schedule, there's nights where you don't get any NBA unless you're paying for something like it's NBC, but it's only on Peacock on Tuesday nights, or it's only on Prime on Wednesday nights, or whatever the case is, where there's less games that people can consume on a regular basis where you have to spend money. But I think that for him to say you can just catch the highlights for free, I think it's pretty egregious to say I'm not going to help you in any way enjoy the product. You have to pay for it or just suck it up with the highlights, I think is just disrespectful to fans and to the teams themselves, because they like having the fans there. They want people to tune into the games, of course. It's just a bad comment that I'm sure he regrets.
Similar to maybe what UFC is doing, my hope is that if you do have to pay for the cost of some of these games, then what it happens is it goes into these services that a lot of people are already paying for, rather than the standalone. I'm hoping baseball
figures out. Yeah. The NFL is already doing that. I mean,
NFL is better than almost all.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon, I'm not saying every single person listening has Amazon Prime, but a good percentage has Prime already. Society. You know, we went through these, like Netflix, you know, maybe it's not as much as Amazon, but it's still a huge chunk. So there are some of those that you maybe already have. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you know, we could have a whole lecture on. Everything is more expensive and things like that. And the viewing experience, I actually think, for the NFL, what's tricky about theirs is you can make a strong case for a lot of people. They would just sit at home and watch the game from their couch. Now, I personally think there's nothing like being at a football game in person. To me, it's incredible. But I understand why people are like, I'd rather just sit and watch Red Zone all day, watch every game, and chill on the couch and open my fridge and drink from that, right? And it's way cheaper. I understand that sentiment.
$1,200, man, I can have a hell of a house party.
I understand that sentiment. I do think, you know, if you can make it work, obviously, going to even as one game a year, the atmosphere and everything is
this person just going to run.
It's always better in person, yeah, for sports.
Cody, we're at Community America, and they're cleaning up, but there's still cones, and there's clearly a direction to drive, and Cody's laughing because somebody just plowed right over a car.
I said they're going to run into this car. They just drove right into it, Drew.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Someone's just trying to do a little bit of banking and just absolutely.
Hey, man, it's Friday, man. People need to get their money.
Yeah, payday, man, for somebody. They got to go get their thing. I'm sorry. That was funny to me at the moment.
I wish we had a camera pointed out. And just the live stream, if you guys watched it, was pretty comical.
Look, this is where you have to sympathize with your fans. Look, I've been on this show, and I've said, people who say, I wish I could watch the Royals, I'm like, you can, it just costs money.
Yeah.
And I know that sucks, but it just costs money. But the cost of watching the Royals for the entire season is the same as 1.5 parking, you know, at Arrowhead. So, I mean, yeah, affordability-wise, there is still a thing. League Pass drew is, what, 300 last I checked?
No. League Pass is less than that. League Pass, I think, for me was...
Sunday ticket is over 300.
Yeah. Sunday ticket. Yeah. NBA League Pass, if I remember correctly, because I get NBA.
It's over.
I love the NBA, and I get League Pass. I think for a full season, it's $169.
Okay, so not a little bit more expensive than a full season of baseball.
And you don't have to do the full season. You can go month by month as well.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, obviously people do for FanDuel TV or the other stuff.
Totally.
In order to watch the Royals.
But that's for the whole league. That's not just for any local team.
That's for
the whole league.
But if Rob Manfred gets asked, hey, man, I'm having a hard time paying to watch your games, what do you suggest I do? And he's like, I don't know, watch Aaron Judge hit a homer on social media. Like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, it's
I'm talking about, like, can you get some more nationally televised games? Can you get some local ones like the Royals did this year? Can you give me access to your sport without it costing me an absolute fortune? And the question is, like, do you eventually hurt your viewership? The NFL's untouchable. Let's leave them out of this conversation for a minute. But, like, if you're the NBA and you make your product hard to see, can you keep people invested? Can you keep this?
I think that's
growing?
Something Charles Barkley's been vocal about, even while being on TV, is that they're isolating, like, the league, and teams are isolating fans just because of the cost of things. Or when you hear comments like this, like,
yeah, that's just...
You can tell that Adam Silver doesn't care about the sport. He cares about making money. He didn't even have to say anything about free or anything like that. But the fact that he went out of his way to say you can watch the highlights for free, all he's thinking about is that money mindset. As a commissioner, it makes some sense, but you also, I think, need to care about the sport. Where Roger Goodell, as much as he and the league are all about making as much money as they can be, I think Roger Goodell genuinely has a love for the sport of football, and it comes across.
It's weird for the NBA because maybe I'm the minority. I I'm glad the games are on NBC this year. To me, that means it's easy. That's good. For me personally, I have Prime, and I, you know, we've talked about it.
Way more likely you're just going to run into a Celtics-Lakers tonight on NBC.
I'm probably more likely to watch an NBA game this year than I was last year, I'll be honest. Like, I love the TNT crew, and they're obviously going to now move over to ESPN, and we can watch it there. But the fact that NBC's going to have, I don't know how many it is a week or whatever, but they're going to have primetime NBA games on over the air. Yeah, to me, that actually is one way to make it more accessible.
Yeah, I agree.
So the thing that's interesting, so there's games on Peacock on Monday only. There's no NBC games. It's Peacock only. Tuesday, there's NBC and Peacock. I don't know what the stipulation is with that. Friday is Prime only, of course, and then additional national games starting in the midseason. Thursday, you get Prime as well as other things. But it seems like we're not going to get as much.
Crazy.
We're not going to get as much direct NBC, ABC type of games. It'll be about the same as what we had, as what we've had previously. It's just
NBC,
if you're subscribing to Peacock, you might be able to see a little bit more over the course of a week.
Yeah, and I don't subscribe
to Peacock,
and I won't because
until the playoffs hit.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that unless I have to for an NFL game. But Amazon Prime, it's one of those where at this point, like, my guess is the rest of my life I'll be paying for Prime. My guess is the rest of my life I will be paying Amazon Prime.
I always look
between
at my,
streaming,
like,
between streaming and everything.
Streaming.
Oh yeah,
I order way less stuff off of there now. I'm like, what if I could just get away with it?
But
Thursday Night Football's on there.
Well,
every
that's
week.
The thing.
It's like such a mess.
And then some of these other ones, it depends on your internet provider and cell phone. Like my cell phone provider, I get Apple. Like, I would not pay for Apple TV on its own, but it comes with my cell phone provider. You know what I mean? Like, you can bundle Hulu and ESPN or whatever it is together. So depending on your internet, I'm not going to throw them out. You guys know the internet providers. Like, some of them offer multiple. Like, mine also, MLB TV. I can watch any MLB game other than the Royals through not paying for it, because I technically am paying for it through my cell phone benefit.
Sure. And look, I don't know what your cell phone bill is. Maybe it's higher than other people's because of that, but you don't feel it the same way. I don't know. It just, it felt out of touch. It felt really – I bet he went back to his office and he was like, I shouldn't have said it that way, because he got crushed. And he's in the middle of this Kawhi thing too, because that's not going away. Pablo Torre uncovered more stuff, and it's looking far more damning and way harder to deny the fact that he is probably very guilty of this. I mean, for instance, if you guys haven't been following the story, there just so happened to be a late payment as this company was going bankrupt. And everybody's payments were late. People weren't getting paid their salaries. And it just so happened that a real late payment of Kawhi Leonard's for $1.75 million came at the same time a $2 million cash infusion to that company came from Steve Ballmer's college buddy. And I'm sure that that's just happenstance and not an accident in any conceivable, you know, like, whatever.
And all of a sudden, Kawhi's knee problems kind of went away after he would have gotten the payment, too. All of a sudden, his load management had
It's all shady. It's all
really
mess.
Crazy.
Mark Cuban's out here doing a media tour, you know.
He had to probably drop it because he looks guilty.
Backing up Steve Ballmer. Well, look, I have no idea if he did anything. My guess, though, is Steve Ballmer can't be the only owner that potentially was doing this kind of activity, so I'm sure they're going to protect each other.
Man, I can't understand how this thing flew under the radar so long. I did like that every league was pretty much like, other offices would prefer you did not look at their leagues, too. Because you and I both we're not naive enough, Cole, to assume you're the team who got caught. I'm assuming another NBA team did this.
Right. Up next, we will get to what's trending. Then, of course, our game predictions and how we see the rest of some of these other NFL games. There's obviously some key matchups later on this week, and besides the Chiefs, we'll do all that next here on Cody and Gold.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
What's trending?
Number one on what's trending, of course, the Chiefs getting set to take on the Eagles this Sunday afternoon out at Arrowhead. The game right here on 96.5 The Fan. We continue to broadcast outside, as you can hear maybe from the wind a little bit. We are at Community America Credit Union, their Tiffany Springs location. We wrapped up a great Red Friday tailgate. We just got official word on how the Chiefs are updating the injury status of Worthy. Remember, Andy said a slim chance. Xavier Worthy officially listed as doubtful. So we were talking about the injury designations. They got rid of probable. But Xavier Worthy is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Eagles, which sounds about right, if we're being honest.
Next up on Watch Training, the Royals start a three-game set in Philadelphia. It's Philly on Philly weekend for Kansas City and Philadelphia. They obviously fell five games behind the final wildcard spot after a loss last night. A devastating two-run home run given up by Schreiber late. The Mariners came from behind and won in extra innings as well, causing more problems for their playoff chances. They're down to the slimmest, and I do mean slimmest of margins as it sits right now. You can catch Royals baseball tonight right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Obviously, your home for Chiefs football as well. Your home for Kansas City sports. You can catch all of those this weekend.
Some other injury news in the NFL. The Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. He broke his collarbone last night in their win against the Commanders. That according to Ian Rappaport. Also, Buffalo Bills talented defensive lineman Ed Oliver, who came up with that big sack of Lamar Jackson on Sunday Night Football. He is going to be out for week two as the Bills take on the New York Jets. One note, by the way, from last night.
I saw Christian Gonzalez is out for the Patriots.
Christian Gonzalez is out. Also, it was pretty obvious when we saw it last night.
That's the second week in a row, right?
I think that's right. Austin Eckler, we all knew it, unfortunately, right away. But Austin Eckler tore his Achilles in the loss last night. He immediately non-contact, grabbed the Achilles area. It was one of those we've seen far too much. We all kind of just know what it looks like now when it comes to the ruptured or torn Achilles.
Next up on Watch Training, two local teams in action this weekend. Missouri will take on Louisiana at noon. K-State will be in the evening game at Arizona at 8. Dylan Edwards has been cleared to play. We'll see if that makes a difference for Kansas State, who is and should be an underdog in this game. They might have been anyway because it's on the road. I'll be honest, I have no expectation of Kansas State winning this game based on the way they've started their season, unless they're going to turn it around in a hurry.
They need to.
I mean, it'd be hard to imagine K-State turning around that quick based on how they performed against Army.
It feels like one you got to have, though. I mean, this thing is getting ugly
or
in a hurry.
Or it's derailing.
Yeah, it's getting ugly in a hurry there in Manhattan. Elsewhere this weekend in Kansas City, Saturday night out at CPKC Stadium, the Kansas City Current are home, taking on the Washington Spirit, the Current first place in the NWSL. They know they'll at least be hosting one playoff game in the quarterfinal. They still got a couple more home games to go here till the end of the regular season. And I believe kickoff is at 6:30 tomorrow night. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Thanks again to Community America Credit Union for having us out today. A ton of fun for this Red Friday tailgate. We'll be in October at two other Red Friday tailgates with Community America Credit Union. So stay tuned to the station and our show. Over the next couple weeks, you'll hear us again talking about where we are going to be out. But today we're off of I-29 and 152, Tiffany Springs Market Center. A couple people took home some tickets to the Chiefs-Eagles game. I must say, the food was – they always do a different food truck. They had the corn dogs today, and you know, like I was telling you, I was like, I'm not usually a big corn dog fan. These were awesome. Dipping a little honey.
It was
they
good.
Said the famous, they said the famous honey dog. They weren't
it
lying.
Was good.
They weren't lying.
I wasn't sure I was ready. They brought it over. I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat this corn. I'm going to take at least a bite. You know, put on the, you know, but no, it was really good. So thanks, I guess, to that. Again, we'll do these
corn
again.
Corn dog company, right?
Twice in October. So keep an eye out on our social media channels and everything else like that. We'll do two more of these coming up in October at minimum. I think the next two are in Raymore and Blue Springs. So depending on what part of town you're in, might be able to hit your part of town next. We did one of them out in, I think, OP last year. So they move around the city a little bit. So depending on where you are, keep an eye out on our socials. Get a chance to win tickets. Again, it was nice at how excited that person was. They said they'd never been to a Chiefs game.
Oh, she was crying.
Won ticket. She was crying.
It was awesome to see.
She said, what do I do? How do I go to the game?
It was great.
It's okay. We'll talk you through this.
It was great. Yeah, that was really cool to see. She was in line at the big ATM as Community America gave away the pair of tickets to the game. Before we get to our Chiefs predictions for Sunday, if you've been listening to the show all week, you probably have at least a decent idea of kind of how we're leaning for the game and how we think the game has to go for each team. But I do want to talk a little other NFL, some loaded week two slate, I should say. There is two Monday Night Football games this week as well. Monday we'll have time to talk about the Chargers-Raiders game more. But I am interested to see what the Broncos look like. They play the Colts. It's also a 3 o'clock window game, so it's going to be on the same time. We're not going to really be watching it. But Broncos, Colts.
Pretty mediocre.
Broncos are 2.5-point favorites against the Colts. And the Colts were so dominant against the Miami Dolphins. And is it that the Colts are much better than we think with Daniel Jones? Or is it that the Miami Dolphins are just not a good football team and it's going to be this long, long season and Mike McDaniel's going to get fired? So I want to see, do the Dolphins show any life? Do they bounce back? And then, Bo Nix, he was okay. He didn't play all that well in a win. But they were playing the Tennessee Titans.
He just didn't look improved. So, I'm interested in that game. Look, the Chargers-Raiders game, like you said, that becomes a far more – like, no matter what, someone's not going to be – all three teams aren't going to be two games ahead of you. You know, even if you lost this game, one of them is going to lose eventually. And in that case, you'd probably be rooting for the Raiders to pull the upset and figure it out. I do think that that is. The Broncos and Colts are two teams – Broncos surprised last year, right? Bo Nix played well. Defense was one of the better ones in the league. They managed to sort it out and work through their problems. But then at the same time, it's like they were a turnover machine. Bo Nix looked mediocre at best, in my opinion, and they still did it. The other one that interests me is Jags and Bengals. That's two teams, Bengals who have some expectation but looked mediocre but found a way to win and look mediocre.
Right.
Which is not something they did at any point last year. And the Jags looked better than I thought they would, including Travis Etienne. But we'd be taking on Cincinnati. And that's just like a regular old noon game on a Sunday where I still think that if Cincinnati is a serious playoff contender, as in like they're a threat in the playoffs, not just to go to the playoffs, this is the kind of game they're supposed to win. Not just finally get a week one win and then immediately give it back to
sure.
the Jags at home.
Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye on that one. I also am just intrigued, by the Cowboys a little bit. I know it's an NFC team, but in week one, they should have beat the Eagles.
I agree.
They should have beat them.
They kind of choked late.
They're at home. They're playing a Giants team that looked just horrendous against the Commanders. Russell Wilson, here's why it's intriguing if you're a Chiefs fan, why you should care about
Jackson
this game.
Dart?
If Russell Wilson looks bad, and I actually don't think week one was really like him. The whole team just looked like, you know what? If they are terrible in week two and Russ doesn't play well, there will be more calls for Dart. And is there any chance that the Chiefs could get stuck playing the rookie Jackson Dart in week three instead of Russell Wilson?
I mean, it certainly can't be ruled out, I would say, depending on which way it works. I would say more than plausible that that's the case. But at the same time, it's asking the question of are they going to – why even start Russell – like I said this before, I would have started Jackson Dart from the beginning. what's the point of even starting Russell Wilson if 2 weeks into it you're going to switch quarterbacks?
I agree.
And then you're going to let Dable ruin him, and then you're going to change offensive coordinators and head coaches in the offseason. It's just like a horrible, horrible plan. At least you can fire Dable and he doesn't have too much influence on him, as in he's not starting games losing his confidence. His problem is that it looks like Malik Nabers is done with Russ. He is done with bad quarterback play, and that man is ready to be free.
Yeah, he was arguing with Brian Dable on the sidelines about it as well. Then the only other game, you know, that I'm kind of interested in, other than the Monday night ones, which we'll get to on Monday, a little bit on the Houston Texans side. You know, the Texans are playing the Bucs. The Bucs.
I'm so uninterested in the Texans anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You know how I feel about the AFC South. I like the Jags. If the Texans were to lose at home to the Bucs, then what are we saying about Houston moving forward? The Bucs came from behind, beat the Falcons. Egbuka looks like the real deal. They're talented rookie wide receiver. The Texans, the O-line is still a major problem for them. We knew that going into the season. Sure. They're already 0-1. I mean, if they lose at home and they start 0-2, the division was already kind of open to begin with. But then, even if this is a non-divisional game, if Houston's 0-2, then I feel really good.
And the Colts maybe upset the Broncos.
Or if the Jags upset Cincy. Like, all of a sudden, it's a different team atop the AFC South. And the Texans in that division, as open as is, your path to get to the playoffs probably is only winning the division. Maybe you think there's two teams from the South.
No,
I only think it's one. Yeah, so this is a big one, I think, for Houston. And they are favorites, and we'll see how that plays out.
Here's the thing that happens to every quarterback. They have a great rookie year. They have a kind of not as good second year, but certainly no embarrassment. And then they get stuck in where I start judging you for real. At the end of the third year, I start either start placing you gold in the top 10 quarterbacks among some of the NFL's best where you belong, or congratulations, welcome to the quarterback wash. Stroud has another mediocre or pretty good, that's not mediocre, pretty good NFL year. Welcome to the wash, my friend. You're like every other quarterback. I don't care if you did your rookie year or how you looked in those circumstances. You're every other dude. That's where I am with him. What? Like, Trevor Lawrence has already played his third year, and he already got sunk into the different group. But, I feel like year three is always a huge swing for where you're eventually placed and where people think of you as an NFL quarterback.
The Circa Millions contest, we've been talking about it all week because you, me, Dusty, Bank, Rob, Speck are all on this team. We put in an entry. And ideally, yeah, you win the contest and there's millions and millions of dollars on the line. But there's also 126 different ways to win. You can win quarterly. You can win by being top. You could also win by being a team at the bottom. And we started 0-5. And so we're closer, obviously, to getting the last place quarter prize, which they call the booby prize. And we went with a strategy that surely will not backfire at all.
I'm sure we'll go 4-1 this week.
Which is trying to pick the losers, which is the same as trying to pick the winners, but here we are. Do you think we come back on Monday, unless we pick a Monday Night Football game, are we going to be better than 3 wins? Like, are we going to be 0-5, 1-4, or are we going to be, like, at least 3-2? 3-2 is terrible. We don't want 3-2. I'd rather be
2-3. At least still keeps me alive for the booby prize.
Yeah.
I think we're going 1-4.
I'll take 1-4.
I think we're going 1-4. I'm feeling good about it. Doesn't make any sense based on how we started and our ability to pick games before. I'm feeling good about it. Right now, my picks were Baltimore minus 11.5. These are, again,
opposite.
I think the opposite, but my selections were Baltimore minus 11.5, Indy in a pick'em. So I think Denver's going to win outright. And what was the – oh, now I can't remember my third one.
I'm switching mine around anyway.
What, already?
Yeah, because I'm looking at other people. Remember, we have to have a consensus to submit. So, like, the boss put in some of his as well. So, I'm on Indy pick'em, meaning I actually need Denver to win for our sake. Baltimore minus 11.5. I actually want Cleveland to cover. And then Specs on Houston minus 2.5, and I kind of like that because I think the Bucks win. So, and cover. They don't even have to win, but just to cover. So, the consensus picks from our group right now, the deadline's still 5, so we have time. It looks like the picks we're going to be using based on submissions, Indianapolis pick'em, meaning we want Denver, actually.
To win.
That's going to be one of our 5. It looks like we've got... then we're going to have to make some decisions because it's a mixed bag. We got 2 on Houston, 2 on Chargers, only 1 person on Seattle, so I don't think we'll be using that. Dusty hasn't put his picks in yet. I don't know what he's doing.
He could swing it.
Yeah, he could swing it big time, so we'll see.
Look at you guys rooting on the Broncos for a chance at 25.
I like winning $25,000.
Look, will I feel bad if the Broncos lose? Sure won't.
Of course not.
Me. Also, Drew, I don't fear other teams in the division. I don't have to root for their every win or loss. Right. The Chiefs usually
take the terms on that. They have two games against Denver still. They have two games against the Raiders still. They still have one at home against the Chargers. There's plenty of opportunity to get back at that.
I'll tell you right now, if six people who all work professionally full-time in sports media win the booby prize, boy, what does that say about us?
But well, now we're trying.
You're $25,000 richer is what it
says.
Says I'm $25,000 richer.
Either one of us, like, look, it's nice to be right every once in a while, don't get me wrong, but also, if you tell me that I have to be wrong for the rest of my life, but I'm going to be a millionaire, I'll take that. I'll do that. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
that's good. True. I don't like being right enough that it doesn't negate my desire for cold, hard cash. All right. And to be clear, it's still a huge long shot that we win the booby prize.
But for 1 week, let's dream a little bit and let's see what happens. All right, let's get to the Chiefs game again. Chiefs, Eagles, Sunday afternoon.
Official game prediction time?
Yeah, it is time to do that. We'll take your guys' on the text line as well over on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. Look, I think the Chiefs' woes on defense. Some are going to take weeks to fix, and some may not get fixed. Okay, I recognize that. Personnel, we might look back and say, wow, they don't have the guys. Okay. Yeah. I'm not ready to say that yet. For me, so much of that performance defensively was guys were not in the right spots. Miscommunication, mistake, whether it's doing their job or just guys not being sharp. Spags admitted he wasn't sharp. He said he had four or five calls, whether they were on third downs, I don't know, that were wrong. They weren't good.
Then he wishes he got back. Yeah.
Bad calls. I think they will be much sharper as a team. Does that guarantee a win? Of course not. But I'm banking on the fact that they're at home. I think the defense looks a little better. The offense has a full week to game plan without Worthy. He's listed as doubtful officially by the Chiefs. The Arrowhead part of it I really think matters. Mahomes has only been an underdog. I've said it over and over. At home. One other time. And yes, they did lose. But anytime I get points and people are starting to doubt them, and doubt the Chiefs and all that, it typically bodes pretty well for them. And so I'm going to go with the Chiefs 24-20 winner over the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. And on Monday, everybody can just take a deep breath and let's relax a little bit. Because otherwise, they're 0-2. I know what the conversation is nationally. Locally, we'll be concerned too.
It'll say it's over.
Nationally, we'll say the season's over. I won't say that on Monday. But I will definitely say the division is in serious jeopardy. Because you're just digging yourself a hole.
I think that's probably the most realistic answer you would give in this. Saying it's over for the Chiefs right now, unless you think that they're in the middle of the overturn of the dynasty run, which has happened to every team in NFL history. It even happened to I don't know. People say it happened to the Patriots because they went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. Is it okay to point out that they went to like 5 AFC Championship games and went to 2 Super Bowls during that
time? They don't fall off the face of the
earth. They weren't just gone. Mm-hmm. They had some wild card losses or some divisional round losses. They weren't out of the picture. They didn't ever come back. They didn't swing and fight, which is why I don't think they're going to lose this game either. Patrick Mahomes has never lost 3 games in a row. And even for him to lose 3 games in a row, it would have to take a Super Bowl that he lost and 2 regular season games. It wouldn't even be 3 regular season games, man.
Right.
It would include a damn Super Bowl in the 3 straight losses. And that's an impossibly long streak. I think it's ugly, though. I think that the Eagles want to slow this game down. I think the Chiefs want to slow this game down. I think everybody's just trying to find a way to win. I'll take the Chiefs, 24-23.
Oh, we're close. Okay.
And what I think is a dog fight of a game. We don't talk about our scores ahead of time because I think it's fine if we have the same score.
Yeah.
24-23, Chiefs win. I'll give them the edge. I do think it's going to come down to the end. I do not think you're getting some stress.
Either way. I don't think Philly's coming in here and dominating the Chiefs the way they did in the Super Bowl.
No.
I don't. They can definitely win. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked on Monday if the Chiefs lost, if that's what you're telling me. But I just think the Chiefs bounce back.
I think it's a true 50-50 game, and I'll give them the chance at third Arrowhead to get the win.
And, I thought the Eagles didn't look great, as I said, on Thursday against the Cowboys. But it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be hot at Arrowhead, all day long tailgating. It's going to be a hell of an atmosphere.
Is this supposed to be in the 90s on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's 90.
Very hot.
Yeah, 2-3-4.
Very hot for the tailgating. Drew, how do you see this game playing out?
Man, I think this is going to be a really good game, just as you guys do. I think that the Chiefs are going to come out ready to go, obviously. I'm intrigued. We obviously have talked about the offensive line, still the defensive line and all those other things. But in the end, I think the Eagles get the win 28-24.
Okay. All right, so picking the Eagles.
I don't think it's crazy to pick the Eagles.
We're all in the mindset that this has to be a 28-24 or, in the low 20 type of type of destination. Sorry, our tent literally almost just flew away while we were listening.
We got it.
I heard something.
Yeah, we had to step up and grab it real quick.
Speaking of the lowering of the tent.
Luckily, we only need the tent for about 3 minutes, and we can go ahead and take it down now anyway, honestly. So
let's lower
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, I don't think that's a crazy – like, we're all – let's see. The total for the game is, what, 46.5? So, Drew, you're over it.
Mm-hmm.
Cody and I are under, mm-hmm. I believe. So okay. What about individual player performances, real quick, before we get out of here?
You mean besides the Robert Tonyan touchdown we're getting?
Yeah, we are both on Robert Tonyan, 28-1, to get a touchdown in this game. Because why not? I do think there's a chance they're going to go more tight end heavy at times. And, look, based on how little they were willing to run the football, why wouldn't I think there's some red zone opportunities for Tonyan? He was active last week. Now, he didn't play a whole lot of snaps. I think there's a chance that with a week of game planning, maybe they think there's some mismatches there they can find with some misdirection even with good scheme to get Tonyan just wide open in the back corner of the end zone or something like that.
No, it's not out of the question. Look, I'll give Pacheco another chance here. It's a tough defensive line to run against, and they didn't give him an opportunity. I think he'll actually get an opportunity to run in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were high on Pacheco going into the season. I'm not going to let the only 5 carries the man received in week 1 determine what I still think of his season. So I think he ends up showing up in this game. I like him for an anytime touchdown for what it's worth in a small thing. But I do think Isaiah Pacheco will be seen in this game versus the last one.
I still think yardage-wise, now it's not 19.5 anymore for Juju like last week, but he will be heavily involved. He's a guy that Mahomes trusts, you know, move the chains type of yardage. Like for yardage, I don't hate a bet on over. It's high. I haven't looked at the update. It's not 19.5 anymore. I know that. It's been bumped up. But I still think early in the year when Juju's healthy, he's got some opportunities there. What about you, Drew?
Yeah, I think I'm still – cornerback two is just a question for me. That was that way in game one. I think it's still that way where obviously they're going to get AJ Brown more involved. Can they hang with Devontae Smith? Is Jahan Dotson going to have a couple of big catches like he did in that game against the Cowboys? I think Jalen Watson, whatever Christian Fulton plays, whoever is in there outside of just Trent McDuffie is going to have to be big in order for them to get the win, I think.
You guys see Omar Norman Lott will be – looks like – I don't know if he'll be officially active. He's available.
Good.
For Sunday.
No Jalen Royals, but sure, I'll take Omar Norman Lott.
They could use some help, you know, with some athleticism on the defensive side of the ball. We'll see if he's active or not, though, come Sunday afternoon. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us all week long. Also, those of you that stopped by and said hello here at Community America Credit Union up at Tiffany Springs. It's a great Red Friday tailgate. We'll have a couple more of these, as we mentioned, coming up in October as well. So be listening. We'll tell you where we'll be coming up next month as well. Appreciate Drew producing the show, also fixing and covering for us in the 10 o'clock hour earlier today. We appreciate you guys for interacting on the text line and watching on our video stream. Have a great weekend. We'll be talking Chiefs on Monday. I can promise you that. The Drive with Rob and CDOT up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan.
Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.